Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer. Ovarian cancer patient journey. Ovarian cancer is difficult to detect at an early stage. Women are more likely to exhibit signs or symptoms only once it has spread beyond the ovaries. Most, and that's up to 90% of ovarian cancers, are epithelial ovarian cancers. Awareness. Some of the symptoms are bloating, difficulty eating or feeling full quickly, abdominal pain or swelling with weight loss, urinary urgency or frequency, fatigue, upset stomach or constipation, back pain, pain during sex, and menstrual changes. Presentation and referral. You present to your GP or gynae due to symptoms. You'll be referred to a gynae or gynae-oncologist. Investigations. Physical exam. Your medical history will be taken and a physical exam performed. Then you go into the imaging, either a TVU, a CT, an MRI, or a PET scan. Imaging tests can't confirm that an ovarian mass is cancerous, but some may confirm the presence of a mass, whereas other tests can detect if the cancer has spread to other tissues. A blood test is done to look at the levels of Ca125, which is the most commonly used marker for OC. Treatment decisions. Treatment is dependent on the type of OC you have, the stage of the disease, your desire to have children, and your general health. Treatment usually includes surgery followed by chemotherapy. Surgery. The goal of surgery is to remove all cancer cells from the body. Depending on whether or not the cancer has spread, the surgery may remove lymph nodes, one or both ovaries and fallopian tubes, and the uterus and cervix. Around 75% of patients with EOC present with late-stage disease, that's stage 3 and 4. Surgery to remove the tumor can be performed prior to chemotherapy. In the case where the tumor is too large, you'll first receive chemotherapy before and after surgery. Diagnosis and staging. Biopsy. A biopsy is done on the removed tissue from surgery to classify the disease and to assist with treatment decisions. A biopsy can be done to test if you have mutations in your DNA, such as BRCA. BRCA mutations. About 15% of OC result from a genetic predisposition. If you have a BRCA mutation, you're more likely to develop ovarian cancer compared to someone who does not have the BRCA mutation. First-line chemotherapy. First-line therapy is the first treatment given after diagnosis of a disease. When used before surgery, the purpose is to shrink the tumor so that it can be removed. When used after surgery, the purpose is to kill any residual cancer cells that may still be around. Maintenance treatment. This is additional treatment given after the initial chemotherapy to prevent cancer recurrence. This treatment may continue for a long time. If you have a BRCA mutation, you may be eligible for treatment with olaparib, the first PARP inhibitor available in South Africa. Second and subsequent lines of treatment. Although most patients respond to first-line chemotherapy, approximately 70% of patients with advanced OC experience relapse or recurrence within 3 years of first-line chemo. Second and subsequent treatment with chemotherapy is given if your cancer returns. Maintenance treatment. If you haven't received olaparib after your first-line chemotherapy, you could receive it after your second or subsequent chemo. Palliative care. If you have ongoing recurrent EOC where treatment isn't an option anymore, you will start palliative care. The goal of this is to decrease tumor burden, control symptoms, prolong survival, and, most of all, improve your quality of life. To view references, visit oncologybuddies.com.